Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Monday, the 24th of July. This week in the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, we answer the question, why are small groups important? Our reading today is Isaiah chapter 55 and verses 10 to 13, and we're reading from the New Living Translation. The rain and snow come down from the heavens and stay on the ground to water the earth. They cause the grain to grow, producing seed for the farmer and bread for the hungry. It is the same with my word. I send it out and it always produces fruit. It will accomplish all I want it to, and it will prosper everywhere I send it. You will live in joy and peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song, and the trees of the field will clap their hands. Where once there were thorns, cypress trees will grow. Where nettles grew, myrtles will sprout up. These events will bring great honor to the Lord's name. They will be an everlasting sign of his power and love. Amen. Why are small groups important in a Salvation Army church family? They are in the DNA of our movement. A small group is a small community of around 3 to 12 people doing Christian life deeply together. They grow deep friendships, support and encourage each other to grow into holiness, pray together, and meet one another's practical needs. The Salvation Army's spiritual forefather came to see small groups as important in the life of the church. John Wesley set up such groups at his Fetter Lane Society in London in 1738. They were founded in part on the following principles: that they will meet together once a week to confess their faults to one another and pray for one another that they may be healed. That each person in order speak freely, plainly and concisely as he can, the state of his heart, with his several temptations and deliverances since the last time of meeting. That nothing which is said in this conference be by any means mentioned out of it. That every meeting be begun and ended with singing and prayer. So said the rules and orders of a religious society meeting in Fetter Lane. That does not sound much different to today. What is a small group? It's a group of Christians where God's word will be fruitful and accomplish God's purposes as they study it and live life together. It's a place where God's people learn to live in joy and peace, where his people find shalom. The question is, are you part of one yet? As you think through these thoughts today, you might want to use this question to help you. Why are small groups so important in helping a Christian live a life of holiness? I hope you'll join me tomorrow for another Battle Drill devotional as we think about what small groups can do in the power of God.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.